It's a new week. The old is gone, the new is here. It's time to shake off the past and prepare for a bigger future. Get your game faces on, grab a notebook, get ready to get focused and hit the week hard with your weekly fight plan. Each Sunday, you're going to get motivation, encouragement, and an occasional kick in the ass to propel you toward bigger success. Let's go. One of the reasons that you are struggling so much with your team and how to build your team and how to recruit a team and all that other stuff that just about every contractor on planet Earth is struggling with is how you view your role with them. I see it over and over that's probably the biggest thing that I see owners, leaders make this mistake of how they view their role, okay? See, you are not a boss. You are not a dictator. You are not a babysitter. But the funny thing is so many contractors, they, when you ask them, hey, what do you do in your business in regards to your team, those are the things that I hear coming out of their mouth is they're like, you know, yeah, I'm the boss. You know, they have this, yeah, I'm the boss. I'm the dictator. I'm going to lay the law down with my people or whatever. Or, man, I'm so freaking tired of having to babysit my people. So we have this shit in our brains about what our role is. So one of the things that I'm working on right now in my life, in all areas of my life, is I'm really digging into how to build better relationships with everybody in my life. So listen, if you want a stronger, more loyal team, I want to encourage you to embrace the role of being a coach. Okay? What's the goal of a coach? What's the job of a coach? The goal of a coach or the coach's job or his role is simply to help his players to get better and win games. Okay? So a lot of times we view this whole thing when we're just a boss, a dictator, a babysitter, we only have the win in games part in our heads instead of the actual part of developing our players, developing our team, helping them improve in their skills that they take to the field. Okay, so how do we do this? I'm going to talk about, I think I got 8 or 9 things here that I wrote down that I want to chat on. I'm going to set it up here so I can see it better, okay? That I want to talk about that will help you to embrace the role of a coach, be a better coach, and not a boss, dictator, babysitter, or whatever the hell you've been. All right, first is you have to have a positive approach with your people. I'll tell you what, when I look back over some of the mistakes I've made as a leader, that's probably been one of the biggest ones is, see, I care so much that I have this crazy intensity that comes out, and sometimes it's not always in a positive manner. I love you. I care for you. I want you to get better. But I tell you what, one of the areas that I've failed in, with my children, with the people I care about, relationships with my football players, I coach high school football, with my employees, is I'm not always positive, have this positive approach where they feel like I am their biggest fan on planet Earth. All right, so you want to be a good coach, they got to believe that you're their biggest fan. Second thing, eye contact. This is huge. When you look at somebody in the eyes and you have a conversation with them and you give them good, bad feedback, whatever it is, you're going to connect more with them. So an area that I just believe that, you know, if you want to really develop your team, you know, say a guy needs to learn a better skill with a tool or whatever it might be, you know, just take some time, positive approach, look him in the eye, say, hey, Joe, hey, here's the deal, man, blah, blah, blah. All right, you're with me here. All right, third thing, we have to give clear direction. A good coach is going to give clear direction. He's going to just ask people to work on one thing at a time. You know, again, I'll talk about football. If I go out and a kid misses a block and I say to him, hey, your stance was all jacked up. Your first step was wrong. You didn't come out of the gate with any aggression, blah, blah, blah. I'm throwing all these things at this kid. Okay, I got to do a better job as a coach of saying, what's the one thing here that's really going to help this kid be more successful? and then pick that one thing. Give clear direction. Give them one thing to work on at a time. Don't overwhelm them. All right. Fourth thing is the spirit you bring. Yes, this ties into the positive approach, but so many things don't go the way we want them to go because we have a frustration. We have a spirit of frustration, of annoyance, and things like that. Listen, when you are talking to people and you're positive and you have the eye contact and you're giving them that clear direction and you have a spirit of like, you know, and it's the things that come out of your mouth, like, hey, dude, hey, let's get you better here. All right, got a couple things to work on. You know, this is what you did really well. You did this well too, but the one thing right here that I think if you really did this, man, it would take your game to the next level. See, the spirit is different than just coming out and going, you need to get better at this, all right? Number five. Ooh, this is a good one here. This is a good one. Consistency. If we're up and down with these things here that I've been talking about, our spirit of the conversation, our direction, clear directions all over the place, or maybe we're not giving any feedback for a couple days, and then we're totally frustrated, and then we're ripping them, or whatever, consistency is going to help you be a better coach. And so what that might look like, consistent messages coming out of your mouth of the things that are important to your company. So, hey guys, above all, we got to protect the experience that our clients have. Above all, we need to respect one another. Hey, let's just do those two things and the score will take care of itself. All right. Consistent weekly meetings with your team, you know, where they know time, place, agenda. It's the same. That provides security for people. That consistency will provide security. Number six. All right. A good coach is going to ask what they see. Ask them what they think. They're the ones that are out there in the field, you guys. Okay? They're the ones standing in the homeowner's home dealing with the stuff every day, dealing with the homeowners and the crews and this and that. And so don't be quick to jump their ass when maybe you went over budget on a job. Instead, just simply sit down and go, hey, man, listen, what happened here? What are you seeing out on the job sites? What are you seeing on our scopes of work that could be better? How can I help you prepare? What do you think we should do? Things like that. Now you're giving them ownership. All right. And now they feel like you're working together, that it's not that boss or dictator relationship. Number seven is a mindset. And I learned this in a training a few years ago on being a better coach. Your job as a coach is to bring them from point A to point B. Okay. Where are they at now and where do they want to be? Where are they at now and where do we need them to be? Okay. Do they know this? Do they know that this is where they're at and this is where you want them to go? And if you had a conversation that says, hey, where would you like to go? And they might say, hey, I want to be a foreman. I want to be a sales guy, whatever. Then you go, okay, well, where are we at right now? And then, dude, my job here is to help you get from point A to point B. And when you can communicate that to your people, good shit happens. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the contractor fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman to business owner. You're going to learn what it means to know your numbers. You're going to learn how to get your phone to ring. You're going to be able to pick my brain about things that it's going to take to build a strong team. Whatever you want to talk about it, you get access to me, but you also get access to our monthly fight night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the fight night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use. So you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high-impact, low-cost coaching program to help you kick some serious ass in your business. All right, a couple more here. A good coach is first and foremost a teacher. Talk about football again. A good coach won't just say, hit harder, run faster, block somebody. A good coach will pull a kid off during the game or when they're watching film the next morning after the game or whatever the sport is, doesn't matter, and they'll say, hey, Billy, I know you missed this block here, but here's why you missed the block. Do you see how your first step, you crossed over instead of taking a six-inch directional step? Yeah, coach, I got it. All right, hey, dude, fix that. You're there a millisecond earlier. You get your head across. You make the block. We might be in the end zone. You good with that? Yeah. You're not ripping his ass. You're not criticizing. You're helping him to get, you're teaching him how to think, how to see things when he watches film. So it's the same thing in your business. If you embrace the role of being a teacher, you're basically watching the game tape with your company. That's why we job cost. Let's sit down and let's go over this project. How did we do? Hey, what would you have done differently, right? Get them to think. What would you do differently if we were doing this project all over again? Hey, can I share with you a couple things that I saw that might help us get better? Could I teach you this? Maybe you got to teach them how to use your CRM. Maybe you got to teach them some word tracks of what to say when you have an irate customer. Okay, when you embrace the role of being a teacher, a lot of good stuff will happen as well. Finally, consistent practice. Too many times, an unsuccessful coach will practice this thing one day, the next thing the next day, and he'll assign importance to something new all the time. You can't expect them to get better at something if they're not consistently practicing the thing you want them to get better. So if you want to raise your gross profit, for say, in your company, then consistently practice raising the gross profit. Every company meeting, hey, where was the gross profit on this job? Teach your guys that the two ways to raise gross profit are, hey, we sell at higher prices and we lower our production costs, or a combination, and those things raise gross profit. What could we do this week, guys, to lower our production costs in the field by 2%, okay? Consistent messaging kind of goes back to that messaging stuff I was talking about. All right, you're not a good coach if you are calling people out in front of others. You're not a good coach if you place the outcome of competition in front of the welfare of your team, the physical, emotional welfare of your team, mental state, all that other stuff. So what that means, if you're this taskmaster that's just cracking the whip all the time, chasing the profit, chasing the money, things like that, we got to win this job, we got to win on this job, we got to win on this job, and you're running your people's dicks into the ground every day, you don't give a crap if they're hydrated on the job site, you don't care that they haven't had a day off in X amount of time, you don't care if something's going on in their family and things like that, then you're not a good coach. You're not a good leader. You're not a good coach when you allow players on your team to demean one another. You got those things going on in your business, you got to cut that crap out right away. You're not a good coach when you play favorites to certain employees, certain team members, because everyone else sees that and it's like cancer in the company. You're not a good coach when you don't walk the talk. If you're talking about all this stuff that I'm talking now, but you don't walk it, you don't live it, then you're just a hypocrite. You're not a good coach. You're not going to have the respect of your people and they won't follow you. Finally, you're not a good coach when you refuse to take responsibility for your own behavior, when you refuse to own your own mistakes and blame others. That's why we talk so much here in the Contractor Fight about owning your crap. So guys, this week's fight plan challenge is simply this. Rally your people together, love up on them, care about them, have that mentality, these things that we talked about here today. And the action item here is write down one thing you can do this week to show your people that you're their biggest fan, to show your people that you truly care about them. Write that down this week. Write it down today, right when you listen to this, and then go do the thing this week. All right? This is simply making a decision to be the type of dude you would want to be around. Okay, you change this, and a lot of things in your business and your life are going to get way better. Appreciate you guys hanging with me here today on the Contractor Fight. We'll talk to you next time. I'm out.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.